If we look at the total amount of development time involved in developing a gate array, we'll see many tasks that are also present during the programmable logic development cycle, like design specification, design entry, functional simulation, and prototype testing. However, gate arrays also require additional steps that programmable logic does not, like test vector generation and vendor interfacing. These extra tasks take up to half the amount of time required to develop a gate array, meaning that for the same design, a gate array development cycle is generally twice as long as a programmable logic device development cycle.